Please, Lord, give me the breaker anointing to crush the devices of the enemy. Please let our hearts be of one accord to triumph over every evil and serve you with total dedication and faithfulness. Jesus, I don't know when you are coming, but please make us pleasing to you and steadfast in bringing the true gospel to the lost. Amen. The Lord began speaking. Good prayers, prayed in faith, expect miracles. Jesus, please continue to show us when we do what is not pleasing to you. I love you. Help me to never offend you evermore. Fortitude, fortitude, fortitude. I am here with you, beloved. I know the hearts and minds of all, and am helping them to overcome the highly crafted curses that have been loosed against them. And there are many. My dear ones, you are so precious to me, and I see your efforts to correct wrong attitudes, and I am pleased with you. I did not pick Mother Claire because she was a dynamo and unconquerable. Just the opposite. I chose her because she has every weakness in the book. That said, I am calling on you, each and every one, to not put stumbling blocks in front of her. Any kindness you do for her, you are doing directly for me. I am charging you with the task of lifting her up into a fortress of strength, with each one of you being a general and commander in your own way. With what is coming, you must work to strengthen one another and not be concerned about what you want. There are great rewards stored up for you and your families in heaven, because you are a spoke in the wheel of this ministry. You are already bearing fruit you know not of. Oh, what a glorious surprise you have waiting for you! But I know that you are here out of love for me, not the reward stored up for you. I receive every good deed you do as a precious wedding present to me, and it makes my heart sore to see you make even the smallest sacrifice. You are growing together as a community and ministry because you renounce the evil suggestions the enemy throws at you daily. You are learning so much about how the enemy works. With the help of your enemies, the Satanists, you are passing every university-level course in spiritual warfare. You are learning that their main objective is to use your weaknesses against you and key members of the community. They have used their wisdom to curse you, but you are using my wisdom to defeat them, and defeating them you are. In the meantime, heart dwellers all around the world are also growing in understanding the dynamics of spiritual warfare, and they too are applying these lessons to overcome attacks against them. You see, I use everything, and each hindrance formed against you is teaching you a new technique and approach to defeat your enemies. It is pitiful that the enemy is actually defeating himself by his tactics, but it has always been that way. They thought they were defeating me when I was crucified. But oh, how painfully foolish that was. Look now at the symbol of my execution all over the world. It is a universal symbol of salvation and the triumph of goodness. Please do not grow weary in well-doing and lift up Mother Claire frequently during the day. She is in no way up to this job, but your prayers make up the difference. It is your solidarity that keeps you standing. And as you will learn from the video, the Super Comet, extra long episode, this solidarity enables you to persevere and do many things to ensure your success in the coming months. It is so true that the enemy's prime objective is to divide and conquer. You frustrate his strategies when you forgive, renounce your own will, pray, and give strength to one another. Truly, you are my bride and the joy of my heart. Thank you, Lord, for guiding us each day. If it were not for your wisdom, none of us could survive what is coming. I bless you, my beautiful brides, with gifts of greater brotherly love, wisdom, and perseverance. Amen.